Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and obviously a ton of anticipation for the college football, the national championship, and this weekend, the NFL's divisional playoffs. We're going to preview all of that, but right now, let's lace it up. Let's hit the hardwood and find out what is the latest. What's going on with those San Antonio Spurs? It has been a tough road and a roller coaster ride for the reigning world champs. All those injuries. So our go-to guy is we have invited back from Project Spurs, Jeff Garcia, to pull back the curtain and to give us a sense of where the Spurs are at this point. Jeff, good evening. Happy New Year. It's nice to have you on with us.
Yes, exactly. Happy New Year to you. And you're hit it on the nail. This Spurs team is not looking like the defending champs we saw last season versus the Heat in the NBA Finals. You would think that bringing the entire core group back, almost everybody with the exception of Kyle Anderson being the only new addition, chemistry issues, system issues, wouldn't be an issue. But they got hit early on with the injury bug, namely to Tony Parker, Tiago Splitter, Patty Mills, Kawhi Leonard, Manu Ginobili, Marco Bellinelli. The list goes on and on and on. Right now, this Spurs team is trying to stay above water, just staying afloat. They are currently, I believe, in the seventh seed. Now, that could change later on tonight if certain teams lose. But this just goes to show you, a win here, a loss there for the Spurs, and they're looking at maybe a top four seed down to a 7 or 8 seed or possibly out of the playoffs. They are trying to find the rhythm. They had a brutal December. They had the worst winning record in the Tim Duncan era in that December. They were playing the best of the best, and unfortunately they were on the short end of the stick in many of those games. So right now they're just trying to find a rhythm. And if there's a New Year resolution for this team, that has to be getting healthy.
Hey, Jeff Garcia of Project Spurs joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. We're so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking some NBA, specifically the San Antonio Spurs. And despite, as you were just highlighting, so many of the injuries to key players, how do you think that they have responded and muscled through this very difficult stretch?
You know, despite the fact that they did have that losing record in December, they were at least competitive. They were competitive. They were making games interesting. I'll give you two games that were very interesting. Back-to-back triple overtime games in the big one with Memphis. Unfortunately, they were on the short end of that stick.
Yeah.
And, of course, I believe it was Portland, I believe, that it was a triple over. But it was just back-to-back. And they're staying in there. They're fighting. They're scrapping. You never count out a team led by Greg Popovich and with a guy like Tim Duncan on the squad. But nonetheless, that's one of the shining moments, I believe, you can take out of what was an abysmal December. They were being competitive. They were remaining at least within playoff contention. And also, they were giving time to young players, such as Kyle Anderson, Aaron Baines, Danny Green. They were thrusted into the spotlight, namely just because of no choice. So hopefully that will factor into the postseason. But if any one player really stood out throughout this entire tough stretch, has to have been the play of Corey Joseph, stepping in for Tony Parker, an all-star, and really doing a commendable job. Look, you can never replace a Tony Parker. That's once-in-a-lifetime kind of player. But Corey Joseph has just shown leaps and bounds this season. He is upping his point production at 10 points a game. He is being a defensive guy that many people thought he can be, and he's proving it. And one thing I like, he is fearless. That's very underrated about him. He has no problems getting to the teeth of defenses and getting whacked on the way up to the rim. He will go at big guys. You want a big guy, for example, Serge Ibaka. You remember what he did to him last season in the postseason. So he is really coming into his own, and he credits the play of Team Canada this summer, namely because of his leadership. We know he has the skills, but he needs to develop more of a vocal leader. And that's hard to do in a roster of Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, the list goes on and on. So he has really stepped up, and the Spurs may have a point guard controversy once Parker comes back at full strength. With Mills back, Parker back, and Corey Joseph playing the way he's playing, Popovich has a tough decision to make.
Hey, you're listening to the voice of Jeff Garcia from Project Spurs right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Jeff is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line, and you've been highlighting some of the players that have been in and out. Talk to me about the NBA Finals MVP last season. We've got to give some love to Kawhi Leonard, because what is the latest on him and that injury?
Well, right now it's a hand injury. The word surgery is being floated about here in San Antonio. Popovich kind of hinted that maybe he could come back in 2 weeks, but this injury must be very impactful. They actually found the game, I don't recall at this moment, but the game where the injury happened, and the video shows him reaching out for a steal, and with his large mitts, one of his fingers looks like it hyperextended the way a human being's finger should not hyperextend. And it was very a brutal injury. And we're seeing right now the Spurs struggling without Kawhi Leonard. They don't have their primary perimeter defender. They don't have their just the greatest defender on the court at the moment, not to mention his offensive production and his three-point ability. They're really missing the young guy, that Finals MVP. But this should be a memo to the rest of the NBA and the Western Conference. This Spurs team, once they get everybody back, watch out. You're going to expect this team to go on an 8-10 game winning streak soon. But if Kawhi Leonard is out for an extended period of time, or Tony Parker, you know what? The Spurs are going to have a rough time in the postseason, especially defending their title. History shows, Popovich always says home court advantage doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You got to win on the road. You got to play eventually on the road. That's good and all, but this Spurs team, as defending champs or just even as a playoff contender, have never really gone far without home court advantage, the exception being when they were the one seed and Memphis upset them. But aside from that, have they ever been slotted 3, 4, 5, 6? They usually go second round and out. They've never really gone deep into the postseason with a lower seed of 3.
Okay, so we are quickly approaching the midpoint of the NBA season. Jeff, when are you anticipating that all hands will be on deck, that everybody's going to be back?
You know, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it's got to be the rodeo road trip. That rodeo road trip is when, you know, historically this Spurs team comes together, when they finally get going, when they get clicking. They're on the road for an extended period of time. They got to rely on each other. Their family is left behind in San Antonio. They have themselves only to look to. Historically, the Spurs have done well on the rodeo road trip, and they go on this incredible run in the second half of the season. Hopefully that will repeat itself again. And, of course, the health of Kawhi Leonard and Tony Parker, they need to come back soon. This Spurs team is trying to defend the title. They've never done it in their franchise history, despite winning 5 NBA titles. So a lot is riding on the line. And, you know, they want to make sure that at least give Tim Duncan and Miles Ginobili the best shot at leaving this game as NBA champions.
What have you seen from Timmy Duncan this year? I mean, he's a double-double machine. He leads all active players in double-doubles.
Yeah,
in rebounds.
He must found the fountain of youth, or he, I don't know what is going on with him, because he just ages like fine wine. He is still a force to be reckoned with in the paint. Recently, I was at the Detroit Pistons-Spurs game, which saw the Spurs coming up on the losing end of that stick. But Tim Duncan was holding his own against young guys like Andre Drummond and Greg Monroe. He was posterizing them. He was getting into bite on pump fakes. That old man game was in full effect, but it's still effective. So he still has plenty left in the tank despite his years in the NBA and, of course, his age. But expect Tim Duncan to be that rock for the Spurs. Monta Ginobili's having a roller coaster season. He'll have a good game one day, and then another day, you know, a bad game. So that's just what you get from Monta Ginobili.
Well, you know, let me jump in here. Talking about Tim Duncan, I mean, you look at his numbers and his body of work. In the month of December, he was so impressive. What averaged 19 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. But the number that really jumps out at me is he was averaging, Pop had him playing 35 minutes per game. Were you surprised? I mean, I know there's this, you know, slew of injuries, but were you surprised that Coach was playing him such extended minutes and playing that with that risk?
Yes and no. Yes, I was surprised, but no, I'm not, because they really didn't have any choice. Thiago Splitter was out for an extended period of time early in the season. He literally played the first opening night game, and that was it. He had that mysterious calf injury that doctors openly admitted, saying, we don't know where this calf injury is from. They were speculating that maybe it was stemming from his back, nerve, some sort of tendon, but he came back. So Tim Duncan really had no choice to play heavy minutes, and that should be a huge concern if you're a San Antonio Spurs fan. Will Tim Duncan gas out when it really counts? He's a pro. He can up his level. We've seen him do it time and time again. So that remains to be seen. But Tim Duncan, yeah, you mentioned the numbers right there. It just puts into perspective how important he is to this team. Despite the fact that you want to point fingers at Kawhi Leonard being the MVP, or the Spurs go as Tony Parker goes, no. Tim, without that rock, this Spurs team really is in trouble.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight. And of course, Jeff Garcia has been joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. You stay close. We will be right back.